Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host, and we're the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Hey, we're on digital format here, and we really appreciate it when you share what we're doing. And I mean, we greatly appreciate it, and we hope that you'll prevail yourself to do that. First of all, if you share, you really give a message to people that it's all hands on deck. We can't afford to have people that know what's going on to sit it out because they can, well, get by with their bystander apathy and depend on other people to do their work. It's going to take all of us, all hands on deck, so please share. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. I love Noble Gold. Love it, love it, love it. Now, why do I love Noble Gold so much? Simply because they've saved my nest egg. I know the banks are going to take the money one day. They're going to take your account. They're going to take your retirement. This is Tochi, whether it's a 401k, an IRA. They're going to take it because the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 allows them to do it. So what do you say that we strike back? We don't give them anything to take. Now, you have to keep operating capital of the bank. I get that. Be prepared to lose that money at some point in time. But Noble Gold can get your retirement, for example, out of the bank. They can back it with gold. You'll control it. And the banks and the government can do nothing about it. And you say, well, that sounds pretty good. It's a lot safer than letting the banks have it. Hey, the banksters have lost 85% of the value of the dollar since the 1980s. Gold has held its value for 6,000 years. And we can do something similar, too, for your bank account. Don't be a victim. Don't let yourself have a black swan 1929-style movement where the banks gobble everything up. So, what do you do? Let me send you a free information packet to DaveHodgesGold.com. DaveHodgesGold.com. That's where you got to go. I'll send it out to you right away. Or you can call Noble Gold directly. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And please realize, time is of the essence. CBDC is being weaved in right now. We got banks that won't take Social Security checks. They can't. They won't. Why? Because they want to go totally digital. It's preparation for CBDC, which is total enslavement. So give Noble Gold a call right now and get the ball rolling so you can save what you have earned. 877-646-5347. We have Richard Sauter with us today. He's an interesting guy. He used to jump the fences at nuclear facilities, get arrested, because he was protesting the fact that we could use nuclear weapons on humanity and it could be used on us. And I appreciate what he did. This man's got a lot of guts. He really does. He's lucky he wasn't shot. He's going to be our guest today. Now, he believes that a black swan event is coming. And he bases it on his intuition and discussions with Cliff High. And Cliff High has a really interesting approach. If you've never heard of Cliff, I interviewed Cliff about 10 years ago. Cliff monitors internet traffic for what he would call predictive programming. Themes that reappear constantly. He says, this is people's way of saying the language tells them, their feelings tell them, and reflected in their language, that bad things are coming. It's a lot like the Princeton Engineering Anomalies research that we've talked about. And he also, Richard also dabbles into astrology. Now, not my thing, not something I identify with, but he's getting the same results as Cliff. And then there's another group out there that's really interesting, and we're going to develop this in the interview, the Christian folk. We're hearing more and more prophecies about a black swan event. And what do we have coming up? October 4th. Where the government will take over every electronic device they can. I believe they're beta testing, and I think they're doing it for a later purpose. But some people say, Dave, this could be it. We do know, too, that the Bilderberg, and I just covered this, the Bilderberg had a secret meeting with ex-prime ministers, leaders of state. They couldn't send all the world leaders because they wanted to have this in secret. They just got caught. And if all the world leaders show up, well, then it's no longer a secret. But also, the very archaic Henry Kissinger was there. This is big. Also, the Ukraine defense minister was there, as we found out. Now, at first I thought this meeting might be about the impending global economic collapse. But with the Ukraine minister being there, I'm thinking, sounds like World War III to me. They're planning to expand the war. Are they actually going to launch an invasion into Russia? Or is the global economic collapse going to coincide with World War III? Interesting questions here, but we're going to look at these potential black swan events. We're going to talk about all the prophecies coming our way with Richard Sauter, who's really, really an interesting guy. And you know what? I can really love someone and appreciate them without fully agreeing with them. And that's how I feel about Richard. I was honored to have him on the show, and I think you'll be blessed to hear what he has to say and tie it into your own belief system. Stay tuned. Richard is up next. One. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the guest segment of the Common Sense Show. It's really, really good to be with you here, and we have a special guest, someone who's really held my attention for quite a while, Richard Sauter, and he's recently written an article that really got my attention about this feeling of impending doom. And on the comment sections of both, you know, for our radio outlets, our podcasts, our TV show, I'm getting increasing comments for people say, Dave, I've got this great feeling of unease. Now, I will say this as a Christian. It's okay to have those feelings. It's okay to know that fear is there, danger is close, but go by faith. Be strong. Be strong. Don't let the fear consume you. So as we go through this program, realize we're just painting the picture for things you probably or possibly will have to deal with, but deal with it with confidence. And Richard, welcome to the show. Glad you could be on. And we had a most inauspicious start this morning as the powers that be may be interfering with us. We had a power outage only where my show is. Yeah, go figure, right? Nowhere else in the building. Richard, glad you could join us. Tell the audience a little bit about your background before we jump into this article.
Yes, Dave, thank you, first of all, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I was born and reared in Virginia, and I have some academic degrees in political science, sociology, Latin American studies, and a fourth degree in forestry and ecological or ecosystem management. I also have a history as a anti-nuclear activist. I have been arrested multiple times and jailed in multiple states in the United States. I've been incarcerated in a whole long list of jails, detention centers, correctional facilities, and prisons for my always nonviolent anti-nuclear activities. I left the United States in 2010. I had for years wanted to do a shamanic vision quest in South America. And finally, at the age of 55, I decided one day, you know what? Time has told me I'm going to go and do that. I have to buy an airline ticket, get on the plane and go. So I did. I came to Ecuador in late 2010. I had arranged with two different shamanic centers, and I did two 10-day shamanic vision quests within 1 month. And I had a lot of revelations. The ayahuasca showed me many things and gave me many insights. And one of the things it clued me into was that I should never return to the United States, that I should remain in South America. And I am here to this day. I have drunk ayahuasca many times, dozens of times.
Can you explain what that is, ayahuasca? I'm not familiar with the term.
Ayahuasca is a shamanic brew. It's actually technically a tea. It's made of the boiled. There's a couple of plants here. One is called chacruna. The other is called chalipanga. They grow in Amazon, They are leafy, bushy plants. And then there's the ayahuasca vine, which is a thick, twisted, ropey, braided vine that grows in the trees here in the Amazon. You cut sections of the vine and you scrape the bark off because the bark is quite bitter. Then you smash what's left with a hammer or a rock. And then you put that in a big pot along with the leaves of either chalipango or chacruna. Those are indigenous words. And so is ayahuasca. And then you pour in a couple of gallons of water into a big pot and you boil it for hours until it boils down to this dark tea. It's a medicinal herbal tea with psychoactive properties. Mm-hmm. It's quite strong. It's been drunk for thousands of years by native shamans and their acolytes and people they're working with in the Amazon region for thousands of years. And nowadays, people like me and others have discovered it and also drank it under the tutelage of shamans. Now, there are quite a lot of fake shamans, and you have to avoid them. How do you find out the genuine shamans from the fake shamans? Well, it's like anything in life. Through experience, it's like car mechanics. Guys, the shysters are the thousands of bad car mechanics who will lie to you and do terrible work or no work at all and charge you hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars. So also with medical doctors, et cetera, et cetera. It's
yeah, like I got anything. It. You know what this sounds like to me? It reminds me when I was working with the ex-cons, determining whether or not they were going to get probation. And I was one of the determining factors. And I had some Navajo clients and I heard what they would do in their sweat lodges and so forth. And it sounds like a very similar process. And from this, they claimed that they'd be in touch with the spiritual world and they would get insights and revelations they wouldn't otherwise ordinarily get. That sounds like a similar process to what you're describing.
Very much. And in fact, in Amazonian shamanism, they do have a rough equivalent of that, where you will they'll take hot rocks and boiling water and put herbs in the boiling water, and then you will sit and hunch over that. They'll drape a blanket over you. It just gets unholy hot, and you breathe the vapors, and it's part of the purification process that Amazonian shamans use quite a lot. So yes, there are some definite parallels. What ayahuasca revealed to me and to my friend, Greg Caton, who sadly deceased almost 2 years ago, was that big changes are coming. The Christian prophets are also being clued into this by Jesus.
I'm hearing this too. You're right. God. You're so right, Richard. I'm hearing the same thing from some theologians, and they say, I'm kind of hesitant to say it before my parishioners, but these are visions I'm getting from the Lord, and I'm trying to equate it to scriptures in the Bible so I can make it more understandable for the people that will listen to me. This I'm hearing the same thing.
Yes, I follow the Christian prophets. I follow the people with genuine ayahuasca visions. There are quite a lot of bullshitters, if you'll pardon my language, both in the Christian tradition and on the ayahuasca scene, and also in the tarot flipper community, et cetera. But the ones who are genuine are picking up terrific turmoil and upheaval to come over the next 5 years. And what's coming to me is that some of this, or maybe a lot of it, may kick in before Christmas this year.
I'm getting that too. I have a colleague, actually two. We've been asked by a prominent politician who kind of talks like you to some degree, and he wanted us to put out some dates and with warnings. And he said, now the dates aren't etched in stone, but the events are, and they're coming. And his information comes from the intelligence community with people that aren't on board with agendas that are being portrayed. one of the things he wanted us to say, and he said, you can give the disclaimer of dates, but the disclaimer of events is real. That won't be, you don't want to disclaim that. He's talking about severe grid down, extreme social discord, and the grid down could last for 3 or 4 months. Does that match anything that you're aware of? And he says September 23rd for the event.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, I have a Substack, and of course, many readers. And in recent weeks, some of my readers have been emailing me and have mentioned the date of September 23rd as being a date that, for whatever reason, over a period of years and even decades, the date of September 23rd has been mentioned again and again in the context of upheaval, dramatic upheaval. And this has been in cinematic movies, feature films, in television shows, in cartoons, in comic books, in multiple venues in popular culture. This date of September 23rd has been prominently mentioned over and over and over and over again, scores of times, in connection with red headlines, you know, bold red headlines, big, massive, history-changing events. So we'll see if anything happens this coming weekend. Yes, I have been forewarned of that date by some of my readers. Also, people should be aware that on October 4th, this coming October 4th, in about 2 weeks, that at 2:20 p.m. Eastern time, there is a massive FEMA national emergency alert on television, radio, and cell phones, and perhaps on other means of communication as well. It's supposedly a test alert. Now, I did a little basic numerological analysis of that, and one of my astrologically savvy readers also did some analysis, and we both independently discovered that that date in time, numerologically and astrologically, has 11s and 22s all over it. Now, remember 9/11. 9/11, of course, is a police emergency code. But, you know, 10/4 is also a police code. Means okay.
Yeah.
10/4, October 4th, okay, which could be like, okay, let's roll. This is it. We're going live. Okay, this is it. This is the real deal. So you have another police emergency code in October 4th. And then we further examine the numbers and the precise astrology of exact 2:20 p.m. Eastern time on October 4th. And it turns out that there are more 11s and 22s astrologically, and also numerologically and astrologically, Uranus is involved. Well, Uranus is the planet of to the number 23, which turns up on an astrological analysis, and also it's plain as day in the date. We're in the year 23. Uranus, numerologically, is associated with the number 23. And what Uranus is associated with is precipitous change, upheaval. It can be a very dynamic planet that impacts human affairs very dramatically. Whether or not something happens on September 23rd or October 4th, these are important dates, numerologically and astrologically. And if you know anything, if you follow the actions of the Illuminati, the people who govern this planet were under their thumb and have been for thousands of years. They rely heavily and you heavily use esoteric numerology and astrology. They've been at it for a long time. I was keyed into this years ago when I was still living in the United States. I went to a really good astrologer. I wanted to have my work done. She was very good. I talked with her for about an hour. During the course of the conversation, she revealed to me that she was a top-level consultant for important figures in government and in intelligence agencies, that they consulted her. I didn't know that when I went in.
Interesting. I'm taking notes here because I got to say this. I'm not a follower of astrology, but I do know.
See, David, it doesn't matter if you
are. Yeah, I know. Let me give you the disclaimer, though, I'm going to give you the joiner. I know the Nazis engaged in this, and it guided a lot of their decision-making, and some of it wasn't good decision-making, some of it was. But what I've learned in the arena of physics is a hobby of mine. There's a linkage between what you're talking about in physics. In physics, events create impressions on time in specific geographic locations. And it's a fourth and fifth dimensional phenomena, primarily fifth dimensional. And you get into aspects of time, space, and I won't go too much into it. But let's put it this way. There's some physics behind what you're saying. And the Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research Project picked up on this, although they didn't really go too much the physics routes. Other people did it for them. They were able to measure people's autonomic systems for 30 years. And when they had a rise through some unknown reason, so their blood pressure went up, their respiration went up, that was correlated heavily to a major disaster event within 4 hours. And human beings that we get from this Princeton experiment for 30 years seemingly have the notion to be able to predict. Well, this goes back to some of what you're talking about here, but impressions that are left by numbers, and physicists would explain it in a different way. But I think ultimately, Richard, we're probably talking the same thing.
I agree, Dave. Everything is connected. We are in a, if you will, a extremely complex program that I believe is a bootleg knockoff copy of the underlying divine source code for the entire university.
You're right. Absolutely right. Carl Jung even talked about this a little bit with the collective unconscious. He said, basically, in today's terms, if you were in the right frequency, you could know everything frontwards and backwards in time. Your mind could
time
travel.
Is an artificial construct.
Exactly. Well, yeah, for us it is. Yeah, exactly.
And can be engineered. Time can be engineered. And what is coming, let me tell you, I'm a reasonably psychic person. I don't do psychic work for money or remote view for money, but I do have a fair number of revelatory dreams, visions, and intuitions, and since I was a small boy. I have, in the last couple of weeks or so, been awakening in the morning, not every morning, but a lot of mornings, with my heart pounding, with a sense of doom. And I've come to find out, as I've been scanning through comment sections on various websites on the internet, that a lot of people are experiencing this. Anxiety, border level feelings of doom, of something really heavy and troubling, coming of suddenly feeling alarm and their heart beating faster or skipping beats and that kind of thing. A lot of people are sensing that something big is coming. Let me tell you some of the things that I've seen. I have seen multiple times inwardly, I've been shown that the United States is going to go through terrific geological, geographical upheaval. What I've been shown multiple times is the same thing, by the way, that a lot of other people have been shown in visions. There are many of them have seen what I've seen with some minor variations. I've been shown Florida gone, that the Gulf of Mexico will open directly to the Atlantic Ocean. I've seen Florida is just not there anymore in the future. And on the East Coast, that most of the East Coast up to the Piedmont region, I would say, is underwater. The Deep South, say all the way up to Jackson, Mississippi, north of, say, up to Shreveport, Birmingham, is underwater. And then, judging by what I was shown, from about Louisiana over to San Antonio, or Houston, actually a little to the west of Houston, there's going to be a huge bay or gulf that will extend northward. As I saw it, the north extent of it would be from about through Minnesota and North and South Dakota. In other words, it'll be hundreds of miles across and about 1,000 miles north. And many people have been shown this, that it's going to be
I want to ask you a couple questions about that because I'm familiar. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but I remember one lady's last name was Toy, and she lived in the mountains of Arizona.
Lori Toy is her name.
Lori Toy, exactly. And actually, I'm speaking in her backyard next week to a tea party group. But she had foreseen some of the same things you're talking about. And then there was a gentleman, David Michael Scallion, I believe his name was. I'm going back 25 years now.
That's correct.
He talked about the Mississippi River reversing current because of the geological changes and a split in the United States.
Huge.
Yeah.
Also on the West Coast, I saw that water came in in some places on the West Coast, 100 miles or more. I must say that in terms of the earthquake, I have been shown the massive earthquake that's coming both by ayahuasca and also even before I drank ayahuasca, I was having visions and vivid dreams and visions about the massive earthquake that's coming, and I'm not the only one. Many people are being shown this earthquake, having it revealed to them. Christian prophets and prophetesses, people who drink ayahuasca, people who meditate. It's huge, Dave. The earthquake that's coming, a magnitude 8 is tremendous. A magnitude 9 is tremendous. What I have been shown, I believe, will exceed a magnitude 9 and maybe get up in magnitude 10 territory because everything will be bouncing. Everything will be bouncing.
Well, what's the cause of all this? That's been revealed.
Well,
to
I was shown, yes, I was shown and other people have been shown there will be a pole shift. Now, I'm not saying the pole will flip 180 degrees. If it even shifts a half of a degree, there will be a geological upheaval, even a half of a degree. Some people are saying that the Earth is going to go back to a vertical axis. See, it shifted about 23 and a half degrees now from vertical. If it shifts 23 and a half degrees, we're going back to caveman days, those who survive.
Yeah, well, there'll be some survivors. I've read about this phenomena, and we're getting indicators of it too. So here, we're going to go back to geology and physics that correspond with the visions you're talking about. A line of demarcation on any body, celestial body, including the Earth, is 19.5 degrees latitude.
Yes.
And that's our location for the Ring of Fire across the Pacific and goes into Mexico City. And this Ring of Fire is getting really active. I'm sure you've looked at this too.
Yes, there's the Here's what has already happened. The core of the earth has already shifted, and it is no longer precisely in the geometric center of the earth. There have been some scientific papers about this in recent years.
Let me give you one fact because I want to validate what you're saying here. It was about 18, 20 years ago that the north-south runway approaches on North American airports was adjusted by 1 degree.
Well, it's now been adjusted by a lot more than that, and not only in North America. The fact that the magnetic field of the Earth has shifted so much in the last couple of decades means that internally, in the core of the Earth, there are physical changes that are impacting heavily and causing the magnetic field to change. The two are interlinked. What this means is that no one is publicly saying this in the scientific community or in the government. But geophysical changes have already begun on a massive planetary level. They will continue and they will run their course. I don't know all of the causes. I know that they have begun. I had a very vivid dream some years ago, 10 years ago or so, in which I was in a large kind of house with a big sort of glass. It's like an atrium almost. And I was here in South America. There were two very attractive women with me. They were real dishes. And I noticed, I was looking up at the sun. I noticed that it had stopped moving across the sky and had remained in one place for about an hour or so. And so I found this very peculiar. And I asked the two women that were with me, what's going on? Why has the sun stopped moving? And they told me, they were almost gleeful. They told me, the Earth is changing its axis of rotation. They were delighted. And I thought, holy moly, well, that's a big deal. If that's the case, then there are going to be huge tidal waves and earthquakes off the Richter scale.
Yeah.
There are going to be winds of hundreds of miles per hour. And indeed, as I was with them, I saw that all of a sudden, because the earth had stopped moving, there was rain like nobody's business. You see, the entire water column in the atmosphere fell out within a matter of minutes, because when the earth stops moving, the side that is away from the sun will rapidly cool. And as it cools, all of the water column, all of the water vapor, all of the H2O in the atmosphere will fall out as rain initially, and then snow, and then as pure ice. A lot of rain, a lot of snow, a lot of rice, of ice. That may be the way that you get the initiation of an ice age. That may be the way that you get a 1 mile thick ice cap in the polar regions. I don't know. But anyway, this happened, and the rain was off the charts, Dave. I was observing this. Just imagine getting 20 feet of rain within 20 minutes. It would scour the landscape down to the bedrock. And I was watching this unbelievable rain and torrents of water just raging across the landscape. Washing forests away. There were big blocks of rock the size of Greyhound buses tumbling in the water. It was unbelievable. That's what happens when you get a change in the rotation of the Earth. It stops, and in my estimation, it stopped about maybe 18 hours. It was hard to know, but it was not just 20 minutes and it wasn't 5 days. I perceived it as being a long stretch of hours, but less than a 24-hour period. And so I was with these women and they were delighted that this was happening. I don't know who they were, maybe two of my guardian angels.
Why would they be happy? Do you have a feeling about, I mean, this is terrible news for humanity. So why would they be happy?
I don't know, because not them. Remember, God had a flood. If the Christian scriptures and Hebrew scriptures are correct, there was a massive flood thousands of years ago, and God wiped out most of humanity because human beings had become ungodly and wicked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I'm wondering if this is not a second cleanse or purge.
Well, I don't think it'll be just the water, you see. I think it's going to be a whole slew of things. A lot of Christian prophets are picking up tsunamis,
yes,
and
I know
floods
that,
and fires and nuclear missile strikes, and saying that Russia and China are going to massively strike the United States with nuclear missiles, and God will permit it. This is according to many Christian prophets and prophetesses,
yes,
that God will permit this because the country that says that it is Christian and God-fearing really is not, massively is not, and this is highly objectionable to God. And so God, not saying that China and Russia are perfect, but that God will use them to exact vengeance on a thoroughly wicked society in the United States. That's what a lot of them are picking up. So I think that's maybe an answer to your question, that why were these women delighted that this was happening? Maybe because the spiritual darkness has grown so deep on the earth that higher order beings are going to step in. And Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum are trying to make a reset. But you know what? That's like kindergartners playing with pickup sticks compared to what God and other higher order beings like the angels.
You know, Richard, I may have a partial answer for that question, but I don't think it's a final answer. And, you know, why isn't something happening? And why aren't the evil ones overly concerned? What I know, and this really gets into the esoteric, but because of my interest in physics, and it's become my hobby, I'm a psychologist by training, but because of my hobby, I've got to talk to a lot of physicists, and some of them have medical backgrounds, and there's a consensus that's beginning to form. And the consensus that I'm seeing emerge out of these collective minds is that the evil ones, the really bad people that are ruining this planet, they actually believe that they can enact time dilation. And time dilation basically means your time situation can be altered so you can avoid judgment day. And this is what I'm getting a lot. I've had people tell me, Dave, I'm not even a Christian, but when I look at this as a physicist, I look at Petri dishes and all these experiments that have gone on. He says, I'm telling you, Einstein was right. Time is relative and it can be manipulated. And he says, I'm getting information that shows that time dilation experiments are happening with CERN. And I don't know if that gets your attention or not, but I think it's right along the lines of what you're talking about. The bad guys think they can avoid the consequences for what's coming. This is why we're not here. This is why maybe we're not hearing about it.
Yes, time can be engineered. That's a fact. And they may be counting on that. However, I believe that ultimately nature bats last. And of course, the animator of nature is the creator. In English, the word is God. So I think that maybe they are half too clever for their own good, if you will.
Which ones? You mean you think the evil ones?
Oh, the Wefers. Wefers, Klaus Schwab.
The Wefers.
Or as Cliff I says, the Mother Wefers. I think they're going down and very hard. They're going to find out that they are flesh and blood. They think they're set aside. They're special ones. And
That's
indeed,
true.
they may be special in the sense that higher powers than they will set them out for special treatment. I think this is the way it'll work out. Higher order beings will come to them, whether in this life or very soon, within the opening seconds or minutes of the life to come, and will say to them, indeed, you know what? You are special ones. And so for you, we have reserved a very special destiny. And in that instant, their blood will run cold and their marrow will turn to ice, because what awaits them is beyond chilling.
It might even be the lake of fire. It could be very warm.
Oh, no, that's far, far worse than that.
You brought
Let me tell you. Let me tell you. I've also interviewed a lot of people. And one of the high-level people I interviewed, I asked point blank, why the construction of so many of these deep, underground, sophisticated tunnels and facilities and bases? He didn't blink. I mean, he gave me a whole list of reasons. Among them, a nuclear missile exchange. Of course, the Dr. Strangelove factor has been with us for more than half a century.
Sure.
But one of the things that he mentioned was a polar shift. They are aware of this and that it can happen very rapidly. He went on to describe one that they are aware of that is not mentioned publicly, which was, I gather, within the last 15 or 12,000 years. It wasn't millions of years ago. And from what he described to me, what they are aware of, it all happened within very rapidly, of a few days or less. And the survivors, who knew what was happening, immediately fled south from what is now the Arctic or subarctic region. And I mean, they just scrambled. They just traveled nonstop day after day after day using whatever means they had. So they know that polar shifts can happen abruptly and fast. And when they do, everything changes greatly in a relatively short period of time.
Yeah, I got two responses to that. One would be, what we know about the Earth topography here is that you have gradual change on the inner core. On the outer core, it's like being on roller skates. And one of the things that's pointed to now was the 1988 discovery of the woolly mammoth with vegetation in its stomach, undigested, and it was found in Siberia. Well, woolly mammoth didn't live in Siberia, so it got transported almost instantly, in a matter of minutes, to its location in Siberia. And this really led to geologists looking at the fact that Earth shifts can happen rapidly on the surface. So there's a lot of validity to what you're saying there. But you also brought up Cliff High. I interviewed Cliff, oh gosh, it's probably been 13, 14 years ago. But he bases his work on what internet traffic subjects are by volume. Do you think that's a fair description? And he tries to draw conclusions.
That's a rough description of what he says.
Yeah. Can you talk about Cliff High for a minute? Because I think it ties with what you're saying.
It would be better if he talked about himself, because but looking at his work from the outside in, I do think it has validity in that, as he says, and I concur, everyone, even the most ignorant doofus, has a smidgen of psychic awareness or intuition.
True.
And others have quite a lot of it. And we do, as a species, have intimations of, shall we say, coming events. We get previews of coming events in our dreams, in our visions, in our hunches, in our feelings, in our gut feelings, and that we reflect that in what we talk about and write about. And so I think, to that extent, Cliff's method of scrying the internet through reams of data, verbal data, on the internet and then trying to detect the signal and the noise absolutely has validity. I agree with him.
But see, this is no different. This is no different than the Princeton Engineering Anomalies experiment.
It's very similar.
Exactly. We know Princeton's real. We have data to confirm people have predictive abilities 4 hours before an event, and the evidence is 30 years long. It's overwhelming.
Yes.
And
yes.
Cliff does the same thing through studying internet volume as a reflection of people's psychic premonitions about danger ahead.
Yes. Not just danger, but anything. It could be good things as well as what we
true.
Perceive
That's true.
As negative events. But what he has perceived, and remote viewers also have perceived, and a lot of other people are seeing in their visions and dreams, is that a huge, huge global event, a series of global events, history-changing events, lie within our near future. We're not talking 20 years out, or 10 years out, or 5 years out, or probably not even 2 years. We're probably talking about a time frame of 1 to 18 months. That's my feeling, and the feeling of a lot of people. And I would certainly the date of September 23rd, this coming weekend, has my attention. Certainly the date of October 4th, 2:20 p.m. Eastern time, has my attention because it has FEMA's attention. They're having a massive national emergency alert on that day and at that time. So it is on my radar for that reason, because it's on their radar. And then we haven't talked about this, but in terms of astrology, this coming year on April 8th, there is a major solar eclipse that cuts right through the middle of the United States, also Mexico, the maritime provinces of Canada. So this coming solar eclipse, and astrologers know this, solar eclipses are one of the very biggest astrological events that they trigger the areas of the earth and the populations that live on them that they cut across. And this coming one, it's what, 170 days away or so, is going to come right squarely through Mexico, exit Mexico on the Texas border, and cut right through the middle of the United States, up through Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, and then across northern Ohio and in New York and up into northern New England, and then exit through the maritime provinces of Canada. So this coming solar eclipse is all about North America, mostly Mexico and the United States, but also Canada. In other words, whatever is going on now in the United States, and there's a lot of unrest now, is going to be massively triggered in early April of next year, 170 days from now. You can already feel the tension building, because as these major astrological events get nearer, people detect that. They really do have an impact on human beings. And in this case, we're talking about human beings in North America. The United States is going to be triggered societally, economically, politically, every which way, in April of 2024. And here's the thing with this. This is a little bit like Cliff High's work, in that he senses building tension, and then after events occur, he senses energy release or emotional release. This is similar with major astrological events like solar eclipses. There's a period of building tension for months before they occur, and then after they occur, you have the aftermath, the release of the tension of the solar eclipse that, according to astrologers, takes about 6 months to fully discharge and work through. This is very similar to the concepts that Cliff High is working with. And so what this means is that whatever is happening now in the United States, and quite a lot is happening, 2024 is just going to be gangbusters.
Yeah, people generally have this feeling. I said at the top of the show, one of the most common comments I'm getting for people is this fear of the unknown that's coming. One thing I want to say too is I couldn't do astrology to save my life, but I can tell you what you're describing with the celestial shifts. We know that geological shifts cause frequencies, and frequencies affect human temperament. And that's a fact. That's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. We can even take frequencies of a voice and detect lies, health conditions. You know, I've done shows on this. This is valid scientific fact. And when you're talking about an eclipse, what will happen in an eclipse is, you know, there's a disturbance in the force, to borrow from Star Wars. And the frequencies affect people. And also what we're seeing, too, and in fact, I'm actually doing a YouTube on this today. We're seeing more aberrant behavior with responses from people that are violent, that are just nonsensical. They don't even make sense. It's not self-defense. It's not robbery. It's just people spontaneously exploding. And there's just this general malaise that's come over the population. You're seeing it too, aren't you?
Yes. Let me give you one example from here in Ecuador. In Quito, there have so far this year been over about 550 brush fires. 90% of them are being lit by firebugs, by arsonists. In 2021, there were in Quito something like 136 brush fires. This year, and we're not even through the year, but just in September, there have been 550. We have almost five times more brush fires than only 2 years ago, and 90% of them are being lit by arsonists. And we're not even through the year.
We're seeing this all over the world.
People are being triggered. These firebugs, these people who just want to, you know, burn it down, baby.
I know.
They're out of control. People are losing it. People are just losing their marbles.
We're almost out of time. I mean, let me just say this. We've kind of reached a understanding, a conclusion from psychic visions, spiritual voyages, so to speak, and then astrology and then physics. We've kind of reached a nexus here from all these different approaches that we are in big trouble. We're almost out of time here, but I wanted to give you a chance to tell people, is there any way they can follow your work or contribute to your cause?
Yes, Dave, thank you. I have a Substack, richardsauder.substack.com.
Yeah, let me spell the name, S-A-U-D-E-R.
R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-A-U-D-E-R. And I'm on Substack. On the bottom of every blog post of mine on Substack, I have my books listed on underground bases and tunnels and underwater bases and tunnels. People may buy my books. My email address is also on every Substack post and article. People may write to me via email and ask me how to donate. I don't have a bank account and cannot get one, so it's not possible to contribute to me via PayPal or via a paid subscription at Substack. Now, that's another topic of another show potentially, Dave. There are, even in the United States, 20 or 30 million people who do not have a bank account for a variety of reasons. I no longer live in the United States, but I am one of the certainly hundreds of millions and maybe even 1 or 2 billions of people in the world without a bank account. Many people think that the normal thing is to have a bank account, but in fact, there are myriad people around the world who do not have a bank account.
Now, I know it's coming, Richard, and I'm divesting. My friend, we are flat out of time. And, you know, I'd say, look at what's happened with PayPal. I've got two friends who owe me money. I have a business relationship with them. And PayPal has grabbed their funds and frozen them. as they investigate them for violation of their policies. They don't have the right to do that, but the banks are doing the same thing. They've attacked Dr. McCullough this way. So
well, that happened to me years ago.
Yeah, I know. Richard, I know that happened to you. And so this is going on. People, get your money the hell out of the banks. Richard, we got to run, my friend, but we'll have you back because there's other things we need to discuss. But thank you so much for coming on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Dave.